Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience NFL Draft Edition for top players of each position episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $10 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Get mountain cold refreshment delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. And guess what? We're giving away $500 in our NFL draft props contest. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft. That's or you could just click the contest tab in the SGPN app. But like I said, if not, then sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft. You can grab that app for free, by the way, in the App Store, Google Play Store. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
This is Brian Bosworth, AKA The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Let's talk a little offensive line play, but look, we're at the end of the first segment here. So I'm just want to give it a beat for the audio people.
Breathe
in, breathe
nice,
out.
Nice and easy.
And we're back on the College Football Experience. NFL draft position rankings. We are talking offensive line here. You're with Pick Dundee, Patty C, and NC Nick. If you're just tuning in, go back and listen to the first episode and go back and listen to all of our USFL. But you could do that too. Grab the USFL gambling podcast, subscribe over there. But we have done NFL draft coverage three straight days on the College Football Experience. So we got you covered. Hop on in. Let's have some fun. But we are in the middle of talking offensive line here. Top offensive lineman, fellas.
Can we all just admit right now that this is there's not enough coverage of offensive line. There's no stats on offensive line. We're not sitting here breaking down offensive line tape to make an accurate judgment here. We're kind of just going off what we're being told here. I feel like, you know what would make me love the USFL? If they focused on line play and if they created offensive line stats that you could reliably like understand and see, hey, this guy completes a kickout block with 75% efficiency, you know,
pancakes.
Give me pancake stats. Yeah. Give me all sorts of stats. Someone analyze the offensive line position, find out what makes a good offensive lineman and put a fucking number on it.
Unfortunately, Pat, you might be in the minority there.
Yeah.
I don't think most of America cares.
Well, if you did a good job of it, then it might be interesting.
There's a guy named Tyler Linderbaum. First off, Linderbaum, that name, I guarantee you. And then you tell me he went to Iowa. This guy's the best player in the draft.
I had a few Linderbaums last night. Let me tell you.
I did a few Linderbaums at the bar last night too. Now they say Evan Neal will probably be the first player taken, but there's also Ekwonu, the NC State guy, Charles Cross. You know, Mike Leach has done. I mean, we had Hal Mumme on the show, and we've had Mike Leach on the show, but Hal Mumme specifically goes back to his days of coaching with Coach Leach at Iowa Wesleyan, and then at Kentucky, and then at what was the school in Georgia? It was at an FCS or a D2 school in Georgia that I'm drawing a blank
on. Valdosta?
Yeah, Valdosta State. And he said, hey, he's the best offensive line coach. That's his best talent. He said he's the best offensive line coach in America. And you saw with Andre Dillard getting drafted and a few other Wazoo guys that went to the league. And here we are. He's in what year? He just got done with his second year. And Charles Cross, he's going to have his projected, you know, top 10 draft pick right now. And he's just a sophomore. So that's something he's quickly taught this guy how to become very, very good. 6'5", 307.
Couldn't get him to stick around a little longer. Redshirt sophomore, and he's already gone.
You want to get paid? Because that's dude. Have you seen the transfer portal lately? No one gives a shit. True. You know what I mean?
That is true.
But there's Kenyon Green. You know, A&M had a great offensive line over the past few years. He's out there. You know,
you know the great thing about this list here.
What's that?
Yeah, so it's, I think you know most publications are they have about 20 guys and they're roughly the same, you know, minus one or two guys. So the great thing about offensive linemen is that this is not like SEC centric, it's not Power Five centric, it's not only big schools, which goes into like recruiting rankings and sometimes how they're overrated. Look at some of the schools, or some of the guys from these schools. I mean, we got you know smaller schools like Mississippi State or NC State or Minnesota. Or Wake Forest, and then you got people from the likes of Central Michigan, Bernhard Rayman, the offensive lineman. You got Trevor Penning of Northern Iowa. You got Tyler Smith of Tulsa, Cole Strange of Chattanooga. You got a guy from Memphis, from Louisiana Lafayette, from Tulsa
again. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Chris Paul, you know, a pretty good point guard. so it's pretty cool to see a lot of, you know, potential NFLers coming from, you know, not just Alabama and Georgia and Oklahoma, you know.
Actually, yeah, I don't see anyone from Georgia on the top list here.
That's kind of the great thing about offensive line is like they're not flashy players, so there's no temptation to go get a guy who was flashy in college that played at a big school that's recognizable. It's like no one knows who these dudes are, so go get the best player, you know.
Yeah,
you don't know who Daniel Falalele is from Minnesota.
If anyone, that would be one of the most recognizable just on the name.
Guy's 6'8", man. He's 6'8", 384.
He's bigger than Evan Neal. Evan Neal from Bama, 6'7", 337. They're lucky they didn't play Minnesota in the playoffs or in the Invitational.
I don't want that guy to do the old counter tray, and he's coming at me. You know, 6'8", 384. I'm diving out the way.
See, this is where I would
that's
like
a
to
brick
know,
shit
like,
house right there.
That is a giant man. Why don't they have like a guard pulling like stat or time, you know, at the combine? Give me a guard pull time so I can compare. Oh, this guy's guard pulls way slower than everyone else, but oh, he's 384. So it makes, I guess he's a tackle. So
well, you gotta be right in the sweet spot. You don't want to be too fast. You got to time it right.
Yeah, I guess so. You want to be maybe there is an ideal time. That's true.
Would you guys go, you think Evan Neal's the best offensive lineman going with Saban? Patty C?
The thing about Alabama players is you just never know if they look so great because they're allowed to isolate and do one job in college and do it well because everyone else on the team is doing their job. A true star that's not at Alabama is usually doing two people's jobs. So you never really know, but you got to assume yes, probably he's giant, he's fast.
I'm going Linderbaum because those Linderbaums are tasty.
Yeah, those Linderbaums. I'm going Charles Cross because Mike Leach is our guy.
Linderbaum, the only one under 300 on the entire list at 296, 6'2" as well.
You let me tell you something.
I guess a guard though.
You block at Iowa, you're going to be a fucking 10-year player in the NFL.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Fact.
It was hilarious. I was at a comedy show yesterday, and one of the comics was he's a big Iowa football fan and he hates Kirk Ferentz. Do you believe that? He wants Kirk Ferentz fired. He wants him to pass the ball downfield. And I go, just beware what you wish for. Beware what you wish for.
What an awful idea. And where are you going to get all that talent?
Yeah.
Cedar Rapids, Des Moines.
I mean, Chicago's not too far away. They can get ghetto.
Dude, they are going to win one game a year
if Chicago's a basketball city.
Do they see what Nebraska is right now?
Chicago's got football, but yeah, it's more basketball.
See, when Iowa is going to be Nebraska if they ever change their philosophy.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's switch over and talk defensive line. But before I do that, I want to tell you the College Football Experience is brought to you by IP Vanish. Do you know that browsing online using an incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Well, that's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. I mean, take NC Nick, for example. You know, he's going to be sitting there, and if someone wants to hop into his computer and he doesn't have this type of protection, they're going to be wondering about these Linderbombs. They're going to be wondering about these Linderbombs.
Yeah, yeah, I don't want that. You know, I don't want anybody, you know, prying into my privacy.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's why we use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means your private details, your private emails, you know, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. John Gruden should have been using IP Vanish. Either that or the fucking NFL should, or Roger Scumbag Goodell shouldn't have been going through his
snooping around.
Yeah, and releasing it to the press, which I still think he's going to have to pay John Gruden a handsome amount of money because it made.
Let's hope so.
No, I think so, because you could only do it for that purpose of, I don't know, that's a long story. But anyway, someone get Coach Gruden some IP Vanish. I know he was talking about Hooters and the cheerleaders a couple. You know, he's an
All-American.
He's a great guy. You know what I mean? Anyway, look, you got to just go to IPVanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. Once again, that is IPVanish.com/SGP. All right. Defensive lineman, defensive lineman.
Are we
lineman.
Going edge here or all D line?
Let's just do all D line.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Let's just do all D line. Make it simple for us.
Yeah, speed it up.
Yeah. now this is one where you see Georgia. Holy shit. Georgia's got three of the top four players on a lot of these people's projections.
And consider that Jermaine Johnson transferred from Georgia.
Yes. Yes. Jeez. I mean, that is insane when you look at that. I mean, pretty damn impressive. Do we all just sit there and say, well, Hutchinson or Patterson, or I mean, what do you think? I mean, Hutchinson, there's Kayvon Thibodeau, there's Jermaine Johnson, there's the Greek freak, Georgia Karloftis. I mean, there's a lot that we have here. Trayvon Walker, Jordan Davis, Mafe from Minnesota, row the boat. There's Logan Hall from Houston. I mean,
I thought what Patty C said about Aiden Hutchinson was spot on, that he is not, you know, this game changer. He's more, what's the guy's name that went to the Redskins?
Kerrigan.
Yeah. Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan.
And Tanya Harding. And
you want more of a Tanya Harding playing on the D line. All right. You don't want that Nancy Kerrigan.
He's more Kerrigan, less Bosa. I mean, that's not a knock on him. That's still a very good player, but it's not like a game changer all pro. And I totally agree with that.
What's your assessment of Kayvon Thibodeau?
He's pretty damn good, man. I think he might be my favorite edge rusher.
I'm buying into this Greek freak, George Karloftis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This guy was blocking kicks. He was doing it all. Purdue's defense was dog shit before he emerged. You know what I mean? I know Brad Lambert had something to do with that, but he was pretty damn impressive. Do you think there's any chance that David Ajabo is better than Aiden Hutchinson when it's all said and done?
David Ajabo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously the two Michigan guys pitted to get against each other.
Yeah.
Hutchinson is 6'7", 260.
Yeah, he's a beast. I think he's better.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, give me the Greek freak. Now, I mean, I guess you gotta go. I would probably go, if it was me drafting the first defensive lineman, I would go Trevon Walker for Georgia.
You wouldn't go Zach Von Valkenburg of Iowa?
Iowa's just got the best name.
Iowa's the greatest.
They're all
man.
From like Sweden or some shit.
I had to say it. Reminds me of that movie, Nothing But Trouble.
Von Valkenburg.
Shout out to Dan Aykroyd. I mean, there's I don't know. I mean, do we have any other ones that you say, hey, I watched this guy, you know, how about Air Force going to get one drafted in the draft this year with Jordan Jackson? Troy Calhoun continues to do a great job on that defensive line.
Yeah. Well, how do they recruit somebody that's 6'5", 290? How are you going to fit in a plane? I have a hard time fitting in a plane, and I'm small. I'm like 6'3", nowhere near 290. Yeah.
He's the guy that repairs the jet.
That's right.
You know what I mean? He's not in there fucking doing the Tom Cruise somersaults. You know what I mean? Like,
probably pretty good at volleyball though.
Yeah. Still waiting for those scenes to get released, Patty C, right?
Yes. Playing with the boys. Playing with the boys. Sacks. Aiden Hutchinson, 14 last year. Thibodeau, 12. No. Thibodeau only 7 last year, but dominant. That was in 10 games.
Well, he missed action.
Jermaine Johnson Jr., 17 and a half sacks last year. Pretty crazy. Karloftis, good for.
I think 5 of them came against Jacksonville State. I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Karloftis getting a lot of hype for a dude who's only had 14 sacks in his entire 3-year career. Granted, he missed pretty much most of 2020. So, is Karloftis your typical white motor
Greek freak, baby?
Is he your all motor guy?
Freak. He's gonna be. I'm telling you, he's gonna be a player.
I like it.
But if we could switch to interior lineman, I mean, it seemed like Jordan Davis is kind of falling down draft boards. I mean, don't you just plug him in there at defensive tackle, and he just stuffs up everything given his size? I mean, the dude's a monster.
Yeah, and another guy, I mean, DeMarvin Leal from Texas A&M, he stood out in that Colorado game I was watching. There's Perrion Winfrey from Oklahoma. I know that people have him kind of jumping up the board of late. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think you're right, though. I mean, you can't go wrong with the Georgia guys, right?
Where are the Samoans, though?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there's got to be some, right?
That was a thing for a long time, and still has to be, but you would think, yeah. I thought it was going to be like every year we're going to have three Samoans.
They're on the edge. Mika Tafua from Utah.
Okay.
He's out there.
Got to have a few of them.
He's out there, but yeah, I mean, okay, well, let's switch over, and it seems like we're all kind of sold. We all kind of think Hutchinson is going to be a little bit overrated. Patty C, you didn't, who's your top guy? You think you're going with...
I mean, Jordan Davis was super impressive. He didn't put up great numbers, but didn't he run like a 4.8 or something?
Yeah.
At 6'6", 340. That's
ridiculous.
Pretty absurd. I mean, that's really fast for a dude of that size. I mean, yeah, he was like chasing down one of the faster quarterbacks in the SEC on a long ass like scramble.
That is wild. Yeah. It's like that Larry Allen clip back in the day where the dude just running down the fucking field.
Larry Allen.
It's like 350 and he's just like running like
Hawks
a
linebacker from behind. I'm going to say, I don't know, in terms of pure upside Thibodeau, but in terms of a productive career, probably Hutchinson. I mean, cause Kerrigan had a hell of a productive career too.
Before her knee got taken out.
Right.
All right. Before we get talking linebackers, we're going to tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. The NBA playoffs are set, and PropSwap is where bettors can find the best odds and turn the hardwood into hard cash. Patty C, PropSwap's the only app that allows you to pick your favorite teams and then sell your bets whenever you want. Many PropSwappers make thousands of dollars just by selling championship futures all playoffs long. This allows you to win over and over and over without your team ever lifting the trophy. Go to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. And I'm telling you, PropSwap has awesome fantasy. It's great features. You know, you got filtering listed tickets. You can based on the best value. You got a free activity feed to stay in the know with all the big sales and the red hot tickets for sale. A loyalty rewards program. Who needs that Blockbuster Video rewards program anymore? Get that loyalty rewards program that turns your ticket sales into extra bonus cash. So join the real sports bettors on PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, we're talking linebacker and defensive back, and we're not going to cover kicker and punter. I refuse to.
I thought you were a special teams guy.
I am, but I mean, a kicker, a punter. Oh, how about the kick returners? They don't do that in the NFL anymore. That's why. Linebackers.
Dude, I'm looking at this right now. Georgia has 4 of the top 15 linebackers coming out, according to CBS's list here.
They had a pretty good defense last year.
Yeah,
true. You might have saw it.
But you know what?
The SEC East.
The other great thing, though, I mean, like Troy Anderson from Montana State, very highly ranked.
Yeah.
Chad Muma from Wyoming.
Yeah.
Devin Lloyd from Utah. Rocky Mountain region represent.
Alex Wright, UAB. I remember watching him. He was a stud. Darian Beavers. You got to love that. Darian Beavers from Cincinnati played in the playoffs. And, you know, I don't know if there's any relation to the great Aubrey Beavers, former Oregon State linebacker, but.
Wait, they had a guy named Beavers that played for the Beavers?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, actually, I think he went to Oklahoma, actually. Maybe I'm fucked up. I think he went to Oklahoma now that I think about it. I have this sound drop and I can't find it. I'm messing up over here, guys. There's too much stuff over here. There's too much. The soundboard's too big.
You're
right. Too much shit there.
Aubrey Beavers, Oklahoma.
Yeah, Aubrey Beavers, Oklahoma. I don't know where the hell it is. I can't find it.
I like Christian Harris though from Alabama. I was surprised to see him down, you know, around the sixth best linebacker because that guy has just been so productive in his career. Plug him in day one, and yeah, he might not be a Pro Bowler, but you're gonna have a starter for like 10 years.
Dude, Devin Lloyd from Utah was a fucking animal.
Fast and huge.
Was 6'3", a fucking
237.
Animal. Yeah, I think he'll be good in the NFL.
And like, there's a reason why N'Kobe Dean's number one.
Yeah, he's a fucking animal obvious, too. Right?
Now, we're assuming all these guys are basically interior linebackers because an edge would be also a linebacker too.
Yeah, probably I would say.
I think that's an edge rusher. That's, you know, that's not a guy that's going to drop in pass coverage.
Yeah, why don't they just call him a defensive end? Why did they invent the edge, which is supposed to be like to cover both of them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but who's a sleeper? Who's a sleeper you like here? Patty C. Leo Chanel. I know you wear Chanel all the time, right?
That's right. big Louis Vuitton and Chanel guy. Man.
Drake Jackson, USC.
Nick Benito. I remember him, you know, making plays all over the field.
Let me take you to Malcolm Rodriguez at Oklahoma State.
That defense was nasty last year.
Seriously, very good defense. He's a guy. Yeah, I mean, you don't know him because he didn't play for Texas or Oklahoma or Georgia or Alabama. That dude made plays all over the field. I like Malcolm Rodriguez.
I like that. I like that.
I am surprised. I guess Devin Lloyd has a little higher upside, certainly bigger, 6'3" versus N'Kobe Dean's 5'11", but N'Kobe Dean listed as the number one on most draft boards.
But I think I see Lloyd going
higher.
Yeah.
Which
going
I don't
higher,
necessarily
yeah.
get because Dean was super productive, a super ball hawk. You know, he reminds me, he's like one of those, who's the guy that played for Kuechly. He's got a little Kuechly in him.
I can see that. Kuechly. All right, well, let's switch page over to corner and then we'll do safety and get out of here. Corner guys, I know Patty C brought this up and that he has Sauce Gardner. He thought Kobe Bryant, who I see Kobe Bryant projected as like a third or fourth rounder. But Sauce Gardner is getting all the credit. Seems like he's projected to be the first corner off the draft, him and Derek Stingley. But after that, I hear Washington's got a pair of corners that could end up in the first with McDuffie and Gordon. Clemson's Andrew Booth Jr. Auburn with Roger McCreary and Florida's Elam. I feel like that Florida always has an Elam playing for them.
Yeah.
Is McDuffie any relation to OJ?
But at Washington,
OJ McDuffie, not OJ Simpson.
Yeah, OJ McDuffie went to Penn State.
Maybe. Great Miami Dolphin receiver for
maybe.
A while.
Maybe, perhaps. Washington
hold on,
keeps
McDuffie's out there. Come on,
Washington keeps good defensive backs. Man, they've had great defensive backs for a long time.
Yeah.
Is there one that just jumps out to you and say, whoa, this is the best one in the draft? Is it Derek Stingley Jr., Patty C, for you?
I would say so. I mean, just because he offers run support on top of being elite technical cornerback. I mean, he's got the frame and the skills. The speed is the only question, but I think, yeah, that's as much of a prototype as we've seen in a while, Derek Stingley
Jr. I'm sold on Trent McDuffie. You look at Washington, they suck last year, but that was on offense. On defense, they were actually good. That was Jimmy Lake's forte. Trent McDuffie, I think, is the one I circle. I mean, obviously, you know, he's projected late first, early second. We'll see how that shakes out. Nick, you got any that catch your eye?
I'm going to go chalker, guys. Sauce Gardner's my guy. You know, Stingley, he sat out the COVID year and then he didn't play much. He has not been productive in a couple of years. So that raises some concerns there. I think Ahmad Gardner from Cincinnati is the clear cut top cornerback. Yeah, I mean, he's going to go top 10, maybe even top five. But he's your lockdown corner.
And it's interesting looking at your corners that will get drafted. You see Tariq Woolen from UTSA. You see a Zion McCollum from Sam Houston. You see a Joshua Williams from Fayetteville State.
There we go.
Fayetteville State.
NC represent.
How did ECU miss him? Come on.
Here's what worries me about Sauce Gardner. It's his frame is not that of a typical lockdown corner. He's tall. He's rangy. It makes me wonder how well he's going to be able to keep up with super quick receivers in the NFL. He's, you're not going to be able to throw a fade on the guy. He seems physical enough that, you know, but against shorter receivers, I think he's going to have trouble.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to be covering slot guys though. I think his physicality is a good thing actually. Granted, I guess it depends on the refs. Hopefully they're not calling it too close, but yeah, I think his length is going to be a good thing to, you know, tip balls, interceptions, jam receivers at the line. I think he has pretty much everything. I mean, he checks a lot of boxes.
To me, he was the second best defensive back on his own team. Kobe Bryant won the Thorpe Award.
I mean, they also had that stud safety. What was his name? Brian Cook. We'll talk about him in a minute.
I mean, I'm not trying to.
You know, Cincinnati's projected. You know, Cincinnati's projected to have 9 players drafted.
Wow.
Doing it.
9 players drafted.
Doing it. There you go. There's your argument for 3
stars. How many on defense?
Yeah, obviously they're all on the defense except for Pierce and Ritter and Ford, right?
Yeah, yeah. But you would think that they'd be able to compete a little bit better with Bama if that was the case.
What do you mean? They played Bama better than like every team minus Washington. Yeah. And I mean, Clemson, I guess, would be the one that plays Bama the best. But I'm saying like.
Last year, Georgia played them better.
Well, I mean, Georgia also lost to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They went 1-1 against
them. I think they probably lost by the same amount the first time they played or similar. What, Georgia lose by 15 the first
Cincinnati
time?
Cincinnati played Bama closer than Georgia, Michigan.
Yeah, no, true. They just were never really in it.
Well, they played.
Well, Michigan wasn't in it after 3 minutes.
Well, I know what I mean? I picked Georgia. I know.
Let's talk safety, boys. All right. Kyle Hamilton's projected the first safety in the draft. I know he had some 40 time issues, but he's still projected the first safety in the draft. After that would be Daxton Hill from Michigan. After that, you know, you got a slew of different guys here. Brian Cook being one of them from Cincinnati. There's one out there that we just got to talk about because his name is fantastic. Smoke Monday from Auburn.
Anytime a guy's name's Smoke, you have to know how he got his name.
It's not Smoke Cavassier from Kentucky.
Yeah, it's not that gangster.
Smoke Monday is right up there.
There's also a Sterling Weatherford. I know Patty C's big on that. Safety from Miami, Ohio.
This guy.
There's Colby Harvell Peel from Oklahoma State. We talked about that Cowboy defense. JT Woods at Baylor with Dave Aranda. Iowa's got a safety. Surprise, surprise. I feel like every year Iowa puts a safety into the pros. Dane Belton.
Well, who's the Matt? What's his name? Is the is he a corner or a safety that they had at Iowa? Number 33. I'm drawing a blank. Is it, he must not be coming out because he was awesome.
I mean, they have a slew. They have a slew. Yeah,
they're gonna have a good defense coming back next.
They've
year.
They've never had a bad defense.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I don't know. They had a couple Baylor safeties in there as well. Is there one that catches your eye? I mean, I think Hamilton's been the one all last year. I was like, this guy's a fucking stud. So I'm going to go chalk with Kyle Hamilton here, but Nick, you got any out there?
I kind of like the guy, Verone McKinley, the third out of Oregon. He's only a sophomore, which I think that means he probably took the COVID year. So he's probably that 3 years removed from high school, but he's one of the younger guys at the position. And I think he has the talent and upside to kind of grow if he's taken, you know, in the, I don't know, second, third, fourth round or something. So yeah, I mean, I like what I saw of him in that Duck secondary. So Verone McKinley is a guy that I've kind of circled.
Nice. Patty C, you got any is Kirby Joseph with your Fighting a Lion Eye? Is it Percy Butler with the Louisiana Lafayette Raging Cajuns? Or
How about
Damari Mathis? Pitt puts good defensive backs in the league. I feel like every fucking year. Narduzzi does a great job coaching that defense. I feel like a lot of times Pitt's got players ready to play at the pro level. Damari Mathis.
None of these dudes made a just jaw dropping impact. Even Kyle Hamilton I think he was noticeable. He got hyped and he made some plays when he was
Brian
in the spotlight.
Cook at Cincinnati was pretty.
Hill, you know, certainly. I mean, I guess you got to go Hamilton here in terms
of JT Woods at Baylor. I know you're a Baylor guy, Patty.
Yeah, I do like some Baylor.
They had two good safeties. They have Petrie and Woods.
Yeah.
You know who I was thinking of from Iowa? Riley Moss.
He's
a beast. I don't know when he's coming out, but
they got a good one.
Yes, they do.
All right. Well, shit. All right. Well, look, I mean, you want to throw out a kicker or a punter? I don't know.
Yeah. I wanted to, isn't Punt God coming out this year?
Punt God is coming. Actually, how did I forget about that? Let's talk about Punt God.
Matt
Arazia from San Diego State, our gals. He's the best punter to ever step on the face of the planet, right? This guy's 6'2", 200, and he's jacked.
How early does somebody take him?
Oh, man. I hope he goes. That would make my day if he went in the first round.
How about the dude from the Fighting Illini who's 6'6", 225? Can we get him on the basketball team?
Yeah, Blake Hayes.
The dude putting the ball?
Yeah, yeah. That guy's a stud. How about Ryan Stonehouse?
Great name.
Colorado State punter.
Doesn't Punt God though? I read an article where they don't limit like the amount of like kicking. He doesn't ever try and like cough and corner it or pin him deep. He just punts it as far as he can every time. And they're like, oh, it goes to the 20. Fuck it. Just
and then
it.
He blasts the players on the return.
Yeah, I mean, I think it actually works out. It worked out for them from a field position standpoint. So there's kind of a little case study there that, you know, might have to be looked into.
Punt God, Matt Areza, San Diego State. Keep an eye out for him, folks. We are the College Football Experience. Make sure you subscribe to us. We talk college football year round. And remember, we also host the USFL Gambling Podcast as week 3 comes with the United States Football League. We got more episodes coming for that, obviously, and then also college football all year. Next week we'll have a week 3 preview and just a ton of other content with college football. Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Jay Wright just retired. We dropped an episode there. The transfer portal's been batshit crazy. NIL's bringing back a lot of key guys, whether it's Oscar Tshiebwe for Kentucky or Hunter Dickinson with Michigan or Baycott with North Carolina. It's beautiful to see these players coming back. It's going to make this college basketball. I think it's entering a great era. I think it has been for the past 2 years for college hoops. So subscribe to that. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast, the College Baseball Experience. Me and Noah Bienick breaking down college baseball. We got you covered here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Get that SGPN app. Enter that contest. Free $500. It's not too late, folks. Let's do this damn thing. You can find the College Football Experience on the YouTube channel. First off, come watch the live show on YouTube and also on Twitter at the TCE on SGPN. You can find Patty C on Twitter at Patty C 831. You can find NC Nick on Twitter at NC_NICK. You can find myself on Twitter at the Colby D. Check us out. The Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Check out the Slack channel too. I cannot recommend that enough for fans out there. The Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, no matter what sports you like, we got you covered. People talking, whether it's NFL draft, whether it's NFL, whether it's USFL, whether it's, I mean, badminton. I feel like there's fucking a badminton channel. I mean, everything you can think of, people betting on. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of like a house party of degens. So come join that. It's just a good old time. All right, folks. Well, this is our draft. This concludes our draft week. And we look forward to having you back talking college football. This is the College Football Experience, NFL draft style. You need to start thinking about yours, and we out of here. Do you come from a land down under? Cover.